Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular player and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody thinks it's a hog calling contest over here. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, what's new with you?
Oh, nothing much, Red. I've been reading a book entitled Advancement of Science by Farnsworth Aislop.
Oh, you mean Jimmy Starr's little boy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Any good?
Oh, yes. Say, did you know, scientifically speaking, that love is merely an increase in blood pressure and pulse rate? You can get the same effect by touching your toes 10 times?
Oh, come now. Surely you've left something out.
And you know, until I read that book, I never realized how amazing mechanical inventions are.
Oh?
Take my electric toaster, for instance.
Oh?
Or take my record changer. Or take my typewriter.
You got any white shirts? I have to go get my truck. I can't get all the way.
You know, the two greatest scientific advancements are plastic surgery and television.
Oh, well, they go hand in hand. You know, when television gets in, I'm going to need plastic surgery.
Well, I won't need plastic surgery.
You'll need a girdle. Either that or they have to show you in sections. I can just hear a program coming on now and saying, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We now present Rod O'Connor in 10 episodes. See, I couldn't get it all in myself. Hey, I wonder how far off television really is.
Well, Red, in less than 3 years, your face will be in everybody's living room.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the dirtiest tricks science has done. You know, television's going to be wonderful. Not only will you be able to see the man in the street broadcast, but you'll get to see him killed by a hit-and-run driver.
Well, you know, some people believe television sets will have coin slots on them.
No?
You pay to see a program. You know, remember the jukebox?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be something, isn't it? You drop a quarter in a slot, you'll get Bob Hope. You drop 50 cents, you get Alan Young. 75 cents, you get Fred Allen. Dollar, you'll get Red Skelton. And 95 cents change.
You know, they're also working on an invention where you can drop a dime in a slot and get a sample of the product you're listening to.
Oh, well, now that's really going to save a lot of people from running down to the corner drugstore in their pajamas, you know. They always say, get that tonight, you know. Can you imagine being listening to some face cream program, see, and you drop a dime in the slot, and Lord Esther's wife let you have it right in the kitchen.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's 6 biggest-selling brands based on the method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof
positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now, Anita Ellis sings More Than You Know.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd sigh, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'll ever know.
Thank you very much, Anita. And now we open the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled It Pays to Look Well. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, living conditions ain't too good, are they? Chapter 134 is entitled The Cowboy and the Tailor. This is the story of Deadeye, who finds that clothes don't make the man.
Boy, I wish I had a horse like yours, McGregor. Old Sardo here, eh? It's pretty hard to handle.
Well, I'll tell you, Deadeye. Maybe that big saddle bothers him.
What big saddle? I'm riding him bareback. Ooh!
Well, maybe he's hard of hearing.
Ooh!
Shoot your gun beside his ear. He should hear that.
Did you say beside it or in it? Oh, he's all right. That bullet's like everything else with him. In one ear and right out the other. Let's tie him up over here in the shade, huh?
Well, the old town looks the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Now, you ought to know me better than that. Women. W-E-M-N. Women.
You don't look very presentable to be talking to women. Look at your shirt. It's all dirty and your spats is ragged.
What spats? Oh, them darn long underwear. They slipped again. I look pretty bad, don't I, huh?
You look like B.O. Plenty's eyebrows. Before he combs them out.
Yeah? You should have said John L. It'd been more striking, you know. Look at that, huh?
Hey!
I'm proud of that. That ain't anything.
Why don't you go across to Dominic the tailor and get rigged up in the new outfit?
Okay, let's go. You know, I ain't felt like dressing up since my gal Ida Soderstorm ran away with old Jim Harkins.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen, to coin a phrase.
Howdy. I'd like to get spruced up a little.
What do you got in mind?
Women, but I gotta get some new clothes first. I want something that'll fit my personality.
Well, I'm sorry I have nothing with poison ivy.
Well, I'm sorry you said that.
Now, Deadeye, put your guns away.
Oh, they're a little heavy. I want to empty some of the lead out of them.
Now, look, don't be like that.
Oh, come on, one little bullet. I want to see if I can deflate that big balloon.
Just a little joke, old man, no offense.
Oh?
Now, here, would you be so kind as to remove some of your clothes so I can take your measurements?
Okay, I'll take my guns off first. I was in field artillery.
Nice gun.
Had a little trouble getting the wheels off, though. Well, now I'll take off my Mackinaw. Now my Macintosh. Now my fur vest. Now my short skin vest. Now my wool vest. Well, I'll be.
What's wrong, did I?
You know that windbreaker I shot a guy for stealing a year ago?
Yeah.
It just came to it. Okay, take my measurements.
Now, let's see. Shoulder, 29.
Yeah.
Waist, 52. Chest, 25.
Chest, 25. Now, wait till I expand it, will you?
Well, that's more like it. 25 and a half. Right arm, 35. Left arm, 21.
Left arm, 21. How did that happen?
Well, me and my wife have twin beds, and she likes to sleep holding hands. Old McGregor.
Yeah, did I?
Duck over to old Mac Davis's place and see if Gladys is there.
All right, did I? I'll be back quicker than it takes you to say Lumen Abner.
Yeah.
You know, the name Deadeye sounds familiar to me.
Just me, too.
Shot a man, didn't you?
Yep, but it was an accident. Fellow opened his hotel window and yelled fire. And I did. Where'd you hear about me?
All around. Say, here's something you need, a kerchief scarf.
I don't care for that.
Look better in that tie you're wearing made of rope.
That ain't no rope necktie. I just escaped a hanging.
I mean, they were going to hang you?
Yeah, hanging was too good for me. They were going to hang me. They weren't going to play yo-yo anyhow. Well, how about some pants, huh?
Oh, here's some. Would you like to try them on for size?
I sure would. Now, right leg. Now, the left leg. You got a needle and thread. I forgot to take my spurs off.
Hey, Deadeye.
Yeah?
Gladys wasn't there, but look who I ran into.
Howdy, Deadeye.
Well, but... if it ain't my old gal, Idy. He ain't changed a bit, Idy.
Well, you neither. You're just as bow-legged as ever.
Oh, I ain't so bow-legged.
Oh, no? Well, then how come you're standing on both sides of me?
How've you been, Idy? Happy? What's been happening to you, huh?
Well, that two-timing Jim Hawkins was going to marry me, but something stood in his way.
What was it, gal?
A wife and four kids. He cheated me like he cheated you.
Well, I don't remember him promising to marry me.
No, but you remember the poker game he got you into.
Yeah?
Well, he cheated you out of your cattle, and them poker cards was marked.
With a hot poker, too. You don't happen to know what happened to old Jim, do you?
Yeah, I hear he's the head of a black market and lumber gang, but is running a clothing store to make folks think he's an honest citizen.
Now, you don't mean to tell me that the gent that's waiting on me is old Jim Hawkins. Stand behind me, gal.
Don't move, Deadeye. I've got my .45 pointed right at your head.
Better stand in front of me, gal.
Well, Jim, looks like things are going to happen just like I said.
Oh, shut up. No cheap dance hall gal's going to make a chump out of me.
Deadeye, did you hear what he called me? Me, a lady? A cheap dance hall gal.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, are you going to let him get away with it?
Yep.
Hey! Now, look here. It's none of my business, but why don't you two go outside and shoot it out like real Western gentlemen?
Yeah!
Oh, no. I remember Deadeye and his 1-2-3 stuff and how he shoots on two.
Well, then maybe we could figure out a new idea.
Yeah, fight a duel. Stand back to back. Walk 10 steps apart, then turn and blaze away.
Okay.
Now, he ought to know better than that. Well, let's go. Come on, boys.
All right. Back to back. Draw your guns. Now stop walking. Hey, Deadeye, stop following him.
I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed.
Now start all over.
Okay.
Start walking. 10 steps, then turn.
Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's what he gets for not doing his homework.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Grant and Rice of Sportlight fame says, quote,
I've studied the inside figures on brand after brand, and I'm convinced medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat.
And you're right, Grant and Rice. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos. That more satisfying Raleigh flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now David Forrester and his orchestra play One More Tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
Chapter 135 is entitled Home Tailoring. The finest tailoring in the world is done by the mothers and the grandmothers at home. Of course, it's no surprise that the mean little kid gets a cut-down suit.
Dumpty-dumpty-dump, dumpty-dump. Oh, boy, you can tell me. Hey, Grandma! Grandpa's gone. Can I take me cowbell off now?
Yes, dear.
Boy. Oh, Ma, you feel good to get that cowbell off. Hey, Grandma, why does I have to wear a cowbell when Grandpa's home?
Because we like to talk freely, and you know too much already.
Oh, I don't. Can I run down to the candy store and get me a jawbreaker?
No, dear. Grandma doesn't have a penny to give you.
Well, I'm in the chips tonight, boy. Look, 50 cents. Look.
Where'd you get that?
It's one you didn't find when you went through Grandpa's pockets last night.
Now, Junior, I don't go through your grandfather's pockets when he's asleep.
No, you better be careful, that's all. Grandpa says he's going to put a mouse trap in him. Hey, Grandma, what you got your finger bandaged up for, hmm?
You stop asking silly questions.
Did you get your widow finger caught in a widow mouse trap?
No, Junior. It was the big mouse trap.
Oh, well, looks like Grandpa took me suggestion after all, huh? I told him he'd get better results if he used a gopher trap.
But I still don't see how I missed that half dollar.
Well, it wasn't in the suit you was ramshacking, see?
Oh.
It was one hanging in the closet. Now, look how black the fire made it. Look, look.
What fire?
Well, now, don't get excited. I'm going to tell you about it. You see, there was a hole in his pocket, and it fell through into the seam. See, so I had to burn up the suit and scrape the ashes for the half a dollar.
You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
I ought to spank you until you can't walk.
Oh, yeah? What, you going to spank me until I can't walk? What are you going to do, spank me feet? I knew someday she'd realize she's wearing me body out.
Oh, Junior, you're bad.
No.
I was going to take those old suits and make me something to wear.
Well, the coat is still good.
But I needed the pants to make the skirts.
Oh.
Oh, well, maybe I can make you a suit out of the coat.
Oh, no, that's not.
But go get my sewing basket.
Okay, I couldn't get the sewing basket. Well, here it is. Can I borrow the scissors? I want to cut this picture of George Washington off of this green piece of paper here.
No! Put them down.
What?
What do you want to do, fall on those sharp points and dull them?
Well, boy, it sure does love me, don't it?
Now, Junior, run upstairs and get your blue pants.
Okay.
I'll cut the pattern from them out of this wrapping paper.
Well, I'm not going to wear paper pants. Goodness, I'm not a lamb top, you know.
Junior, who said anything about paper
Goodness,
pants?
You're going to make paper pants. You might as well cut two holes in a shopping bag and put me in there, you know. Put me arm through the handles. Let me walk around.
Stop acting silly and run upstairs and get those pants.
Okay, I will get them. I'm going to get them. Now, let's see now. Where could them blue pants be? Grandma straightened out my closet and I can't find a thing now, you know. Oh, there it is. I'm going to hurry, but I could slide down the banisters quicker. Anybody know where I can get a cheap retread job?
Now, get off the banister.
Now, don't you hit me. Grandpa said that I could slide down the banister any time I wanted to.
Oh, your grandfather should be ashamed permitting you to do things that will hurt you.
No.
Oh, but then when he's sick, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I know how to cure his sickness.
How?
Don't spread this around.
No.
Shoot his bartender.
Talking like that and come here.
Look,
I've got to see if this piece of material is big enough.
Yes.
Take off your pants.
Here? I won't do it. They're cold in here.
Well, then at least take the stuff out of your pockets.
Okay. Dum, 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 dum. You want me to empty my back pocket, sure?
Here, Let me help you up on the chair.
No. Don't grab me under the arm. I'm tickling. Lift me up on my ears like a rabbit.
Stop talking like an idiot.
Well, I can't help it. It was inherited, you know.
Yes, and you know from which side of the family.
Yeah, I know. I know, all right. And Grandpa agrees with me.
If only you'd try to be intelligent just for once.
Well, I will if you'll buy me a dog.
Well,
A widow dog.
What kind of a dog do you want?
A widow black and white one.
No. I mean, what breed of dog?
He breeds through his nose, I guess. You want a mama dog.
No, you can't have one.
Right.
They always have fleas.
Well, the kind I want has puppies.
Just forget I said anything.
No.
There.
No. I'm tired. I'm going to sit on the back of the chair until you are ready.
No, don't do that. It'll tip over with you.
Behave me.
I broke me
with
a skull.
Now, you didn't break your skull.
Yes, I did. Try down and broke me skull.
Oh, poor baby. He fell and hurt himself.
Yes, I hurt me skull.
He's scared.
I'm scared.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart. Look, I put a dent in my head. Look.
Well, stop putting dents in your head. It's hard enough to get hats to fit you. Now, stand still and you won't get hurt.
Okay.
Oh, where is my needle?
No, here it is. Mm. Go ahead, now fret it.
Thank you.
Yeah, now fret it. Mm. What are you smelling it for?
I'm not smelling it. It's dark in here. I can't see it.
Oh, I thought you were smelling it.
Junior, your fingers are smaller than mine.
Yes.
Pull the thread through the needle, will you?
Now, hold it down here. Hold it down. Where is it?
Don't look at it so close. You'll get cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed? Is that why I see two needles now?
Junior, stop that.
I'm not doing nothing.
Well, look at your eyes.
I can't. My nose is in the way.
Well, the only way to straighten them is to tap you on the back of the head.
Here. Straighten them. Don't knock them out.
Here.
Goodness.
Junior, now hold this goods around your waist while I sew it together.
You mean like that?
Not under your chin.
Well, I like it that way. I like my pants lying in. I need eat. I don't need a napkin. Just check my pants and my collar like that.
Stand still.
Yes.
If I accidentally stick you with a pin, you listen to me.
Yeah, if you accidentally stick me, you'll hear from me, you will.
There.
Oh!
Now, stand still while I trim the legs.
Oh, no, not me legs. Don't trim me legs. They're short enough now.
Not your legs, the pants legs.
No. Boy, for a minute, I could see myself sitting on a Raleigh cigarette, swinging my feet, you know.
There. Now, the other leg.
Yeah.
There. That's funny. They're longer in the back than they are in front.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have leaned over to watch you then.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And by the way, the policeman shows the 22nd and 23rd. I'll be there.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend. Sir Walter Raleigh. Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness. That's Sir Walter Raleigh. Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash. And that's Sir Walter Raleigh. Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning. Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh. The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home. It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. Probably many of us don't know that half of all the jobs in the armed services are directly related to civilian occupations. Let us realize that the skills, education, and experience acquired by those in the services make them better citizens and more valuable employees than ever before. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.